This is Passport to Texas. Love bugs? Then participate in the Pollinator BioBlitz October 5th through 21st.
With two goals in mind, to increase awareness about pollinators and about the habitat that they require.
Johnny Smith is with Texas Parks and Wildlife. Pollinators include bees, butterflies, beetles, moths, and other critters that move pollen while foraging.
If you participate in the Pollinator BioBlitz, what you're going to be doing is you're going to have an opportunity to observe pollinators at a site that you visit, like maybe your local zoo or aquarium or nature center, and observe the pollinators that are there. Grab a picture of the pollinator that you find, and you can post it onto Instagram.
Post your findings on iNaturalist.org. Texas Parks and Wildlife's website has pages dedicated to the Pollinator BioBlitz,
where people can learn what pollinators might be in their area, links to what might be blooming in my area right now that's hosted out of the Wildflower Center, and then also to be aware of habitat that you have that supports pollinators. And if you don't have habitat in or near your home, school, library, we're encouraging people to try and get organized in planting pollinator habitat.
The Pollinator BioBlitz is October 5th through 21st. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.